Welcome to the Morning Magazine for Tuesday, March 2nd. I'm Sam Fuqua. Still ahead on the program this morning, scams and fraud were on the rise last year in Colorado. State Attorney General Phil Weiser tells us about the most common complaints and about how to protect yourself from scammers. And we'll hear about an interesting conference on indigenous languages happening this week from CU Boulder. The KGNU comment line, listeners respond to what they hear on the station. And then after headlines at the bottom of the hour, science. How on earth the KGNU Science Show takes the week off and we bring you science in action from the BBC. On the program today, more on coronavirus vaccines and a report on novel ways to make new products from recycled materials. Philosopher Alan Watts, of course, at 9 every Tuesday. And another beautiful day of music begins at 9:30 with the Morning Sound Alternative. All still ahead, all made possible by the listener members of KGNU. Thank you, members. Checking some state and local headlines now. Cases of COVID-19 rose in Colorado last week, the first increase since the holidays. The Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment reported almost 7,200 new cases for the week ending Sunday. That's up from about 6,600 cases the previous week. The Denver Post reports that it's not clear if the increase represents the start of another surge or a plateau. Vaccination rates are increasing, but more contagious variants are spreading. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy said Monday that overall, Colorado is still doing okay in controlling the spread.
And I think that really has to do with, you know, the growing level of immunity in the state, both, you know, because of prior infection and then now obviously because of vaccine rollout and specifically targeting those populations that are most at risk of hospitalization in the state. So, you know, certainly variants are concerning. We know that they could be a setback in our response, but at least with the variants that we are seeing here in Colorado, the B.1.1.7 variant and then another California variant, we think that we're doing okay right now and continuing to make progress with gaining immunity in the state.
State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy. So far, the state has identified 100 cases of the B.1.1.7 variant and 54 cases of the California variants. State officials warned against relaxing personal virus precautions. The controversy over a proposed compost facility in Boulder County may soon be over. Steve Miller reports.
The proposed compost facility was to be located on the former Rainbow Nursery Tree Farm, 40 acres of land south of Longmont that was purchased by the county in 2018. The Daily Camera reports that the project has prompted at least two lawsuits filed by neighboring property owners objecting to its development on the current county open space property. Withdrawing will allow commissioners to analyze new information about engineering and financing and also allow for more public dialogue. The commission will then decide if the project should continue. The lawsuits assert that there is still a conservation easement on the property. One lawsuit alleges that Boulder County violated TABOR, the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights, because it used open space tax dollars to buy the property. Attorneys for Boulder County have filed a request that the Boulder County District Court dismiss the lawsuits, claiming they lack legal standing. They added that, among other arguments, TABOR does not create a legally protected interest in how revenues from a voter-approved tax measure are spent. Erie's Town Board of Trustees and Longmont City Council told the Boulder County Commissioners that their residents were concerned and frustrated about how Boulder County has handled the proposed compost facility. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
For the first time in 82 years, Denver added another property to its Mountain Park system. The City Council on Monday approved the donation of the 450-acre Axton Ranch property from the Axton family. The land is in Jefferson and Gilpin counties. It's a former cattle ranch with forests, meadows, ponds, and trail access to two mountain peaks. The Boulder Valley School District opened contract negotiations Monday with the teachers' union. Issues raised by the union include job security for educators who teach elective classes, teacher planning time, and special education caseloads. Teachers are the district's largest employee group at over 1,700 personnel. Their current three-year contract expires in July. Denver will spend another $10 million to house people in motel and hotel rooms, at least through June. It's a partnership with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and includes about 800 rooms spread out over six hotels and motels around the city. Most of the rooms are for unhoused people over 65 with health conditions that place them at greater risk for COVID-19. The Denver Post reports that the rest of the rooms are for people who exhibit COVID symptoms or are presumed to have the virus. Sunny today with highs near 60 degrees, clear overnight, low of 30. Continued sunny and warm tomorrow with Wednesday's high temperature also near 60 degrees. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is KGNU. ...2020 was a record-breaking year for consumer complaints in Colorado, according to the Colorado Attorney General. Over 12,000 complaints or inquiries were filed last year with the Consumer Protection Division of the AG's office. That's up almost 24% over 2019. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser took to Zoom yesterday to talk about the top three consumer complaints his office received in 2020.
2020 was not a usual year for consumers. Consumers were on the painful end of scams, of pressures, and in many cases, highly stressful decisions. Our team led with empathy, with vigilance, and with a lot of hard work to respond to almost 24% more complaints than the year before. And that's directly because of the pandemic. We had a different number one leading complaint this year. It was airlines who failed to do right by their customers. Now, to be clear, most of this was Frontier Airlines, and we're pursuing that at the federal level because the Department of Transportation has primary oversight. When people get a credit, we expect their credit to be usable. If, for example, your concert got canceled and you got a credit and that credit expired at the end of 2020, during which there were no concerts, that's not a usable credit. That's not acceptable. I want to give kudos to Ticketmaster, who worked with us on making sure they could give customer satisfaction. We want to work with companies to do right by customers. And when companies refuse to and take actions that are irresponsible, we will pursue relief for customers like we're doing at the federal level around Frontier Airlines. Number two was robocalls. They're a scourge. They continue to be a scourge. Here's my mantra. If you don't recognize the phone number, don't pick it up. It's probably a scammer. And the problem is they'll get you on the phone and they'll try to get you talking to get information from you that'll be used against you. And number three on our list, retail businesses that engaged in unscrupulous practices like signing you up for a subscription that you thought was just for a particular time period, but they keep renewing it without you knowing about it. Or they're adding new fees that you didn't know about before. Unfortunately, consumers are having to be more and more vigilant in so many different ways. And that's leading to more consumers being taken advantage of, and in some cases being scammed. It's our job as the people's lawyer to have your back. And so let us know when you see a scam happening to you or a loved one. That's what we do at stopfraudcolorado.gov. We'll go after these scammers wherever we can. We took a number of actions during the pandemic to do that. In other cases, maybe we can't because a scammer is an international actor who's hard to find, but we can let consumers know, here's a scam going on. We can help protect you.
Attorney General Phil Weiser also offered advice on how to avoid scams, which kind of boils down to trust no one, at least if you don't know them.
The first rule of thumb, I would say, is vigilance. You have to assume as a consumer that every interaction you have on social media, email, at the door, or someone calling the phone is a potential scammer. It's gotten that bad. The ease at which people can reach you now make it tempting to try these scams, looking for people to fall. So be vigilant and don't respond to an unsolicited email. Don't respond to a social media post offering something that sounds maybe too good to be true. Don't pick up that robocall from a number you don't know. Second, if you do respond or are in an interaction, don't give away any personal information. Don't send gift cards to someone who says they're a friend of your son and they're on vacation together in Spain. Even if you know your son is in Spain, that could easily be picked up from social media and being used against you. So again, be vigilant. Try not to engage. If you do engage, do not share personal information.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser. Again, the website to report potential fraud or scams, or to learn more about how to protect yourself against being scammed, is stopfraudcolorado.org. And we have that link on our website for today's Morning Magazine. It's coming up on 17 minutes after 8 here at listener-supported community radio. Celebrating the Indigenous Americas is a week of virtual events hosted by the Latin American Studies Center at the University of Colorado Boulder. It's going on now through this Friday, and there are over a dozen different events focused around Indigenous Latin American languages, including a performance by a rap artist from Peru who performs in the Quechua language. KGNU's Elena Claver has more.
We're speaking with Dr. Leila Gomez, who is the director of the Latin American Studies Center at CU. So, Leila, do you want to talk about what is this wonderful week and how can people hear about it?
Yes. This week is organized by the Latin American Studies Center at CU Boulder. And this is thanks to a federal grant that we received last year that also allows us to teach Quechua classes. So this is part of the same program. And for the first time, CU is offering Quechua classes, and we're building a program with different levels of the core, beginning with, introductory levels of Quechua, but then we hope to get to the advanced level so people can use these courses to fulfill the requirement for foreign languages, that is something that the college requires for students. So most times these students take classes in Spanish or other European languages, but we hope to offer more options for them. Like these Quechua classes can also be part of this foreign language requirement for students. And these classes can also be audited by, people in the community. And so part of this program is organizing this big event, the Celebrating the Indigenous Americas Week. And we plan 14 panels with 49 speakers and from all over the Americas that will be joining us, virtually, remotely from their places. And we had panels, very interesting panels, one in food, for example, indigenous food, another one indigenous language and education, another one in hip hop in indigenous languages, and also social movements, for example. These, we also plan for panels that are directly connected to our community here in the in the Rockies or in the Southwest, and what happened with the situation of immigrants that speak indigenous languages, and the service that, interpretations, for example, that they need in different services like the legal system or the, education, health. So this is a main panel for us, one that is very important because it will help to create collaborations between, the university and the community.
And could you also mention the importance of Quechua or Quechua, as they say in Ecuador, as an indigenous language of the Americas?
Yes, we have several panels dedicated only to Quechua or global Quechua speakers in the diaspora. And we chose this language specifically because it's connected to one of the research groups that we have in LASC, in the Latin American Studies Center, but also because it's has 11 million speakers in the Americas, you know, in South America, in the Andes, but also here in the U.S. and other parts of the world.
Dr. Leila Gomez directs the Latin American Studies Center at CU Boulder. In conversation there with Elena Claver, Celebrating the Indigenous Americas is a series of virtual events happening all this week. During the week, experts from CU Boulder and around the world aim to celebrate what they call the ever-renewed presence of Latin American indigenous languages and cultures in daily life, activities, and professions. All of these events are free and open to the public. You can register on the event's website. We have a link to that on our website, kgnu.org, at today's Morning Magazine. And you can hear more about it tonight at 6 on Hemispheres. It's coming up on 22 minutes after 8. This is listener-supported KGNU.
Support comes from Centennial Peaks Hospital, offering help for listeners or their loved ones who may be experiencing a mental health crisis. Inpatient and outpatient services available from a medical staff of independent practitioners. ECT available for treatment-resistant conditions. Details at CentennialPeaks.com.
On the next Alternative Radio, hear India's great economist, Prabhat Patnaik, from neoliberalism to neo-fascism. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Up next on the Morning Magazine, the comment line, where listeners tell us what they like and don't like about what they hear on community radio. Here's this week's comment line.
Hi, this is Joel Davis in Boulder, and Sam, I'm listening to your fantastic Blues Legacy show and inspired to call in and acknowledge all of the just incredible programming the KGNU has been providing throughout the pandemic and really over the last 40-plus years, even just this week. Iris and Indra's ASAs, Terry and Cameron's MSAs, it's just all been very on point, and I'm honored and proud to be a supporter and part of it all. Kudos to KGNU. Thank you.
Calling Monday at 5:45 p.m. here in, on the AM signal right in the middle of the cast. It drops out for a while.
Yes, hi, this is James, and I just wanted to give an appreciation for a couple of shows that I heard today, Monday. Just yesterday is when this will be aired. It was the Counterspin and the Ralph Nader show. I appreciated what they had to offer in dealing with the filth. One was the filthy wars, and the other one was the filthy rich. And I encourage people to go back to archive that, listen to it again, share it with their friends, because it's so important that we take up this movement and have the power to control what is done in our names. Yeah, the filthy wars, Phyllis Bennis was talking about the ongoing war in Afghanistan that has cost so many lives and so much money. It's just outrageous that it continued. And Ralph Nader's program had a woman on who was dealing with the filthy rich and talking about the inequality that comes from the tax codes. And there's such an easy solutions to address that. Yes, so again, please share that with your friends. Go back and take a look at it, archive it. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, my name is Len Daw. I'm a 24-year-old. I live in Nederland, Colorado. I love your guys' program. I really appreciate your guys' commitment to really fairly unbiased press. The only comment that I really wanted to make is that I would really love to hear other younger perspectives, more millennials, more Gen Zers. I know that there are a tremendous amount of service workers, especially this pandemic, that are feeling really underrepresented in the media during discussion about COVID. So I think that would be my main suggestion, would just be more young people's voices, since we're active taxpayers and community members and service workers.
Hello, this is Jay from Westminster. I just wanted to comment on the DJ tonight, Sunday night. My compliments, man. You have some amazing taste in jazz, of my jazz, kind of jazz. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you, whoever you are. And take care and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks for those calls to the comment line. The number is 303-447-9911. You can call it any time. It's a voicemail. We play the comments back over the air Tuesday mornings here on The Morning Magazine. 303-447-9911. And in regard to the listener who called to report a signal problem, another way you can do that if you have access to the internet is through our homepage. If you go to kgnu.org and scroll down a bit, you'll find a thing to click on to report a problem with the signal. And we always appreciate hearing those as well. It's about 27 minutes after 8. This is listener-supported KGNU.
Support comes from Daikon Banh Mi Shop, with locations on West Pearl and the 29th Street Mall in Boulder. Open 7 days a week, Daikon offers their version of the classic Vietnamese sandwich. Ordering for pickup and delivery is online at daikon.com.